Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
Now on Triple M Footy.
Too strong, too good.
This is the Midweek Rub.
That is just brilliant.
How do you like those apples?
Triple M rocks footy.
Ah yes, another edition of Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub on a Wednesday. Another big show coming up. Joey Montagne here with me. As always, Damien Barrett. Welcome, Damo.
Hello, Joey. We've sold you down, but someone else has stepped up to the plate, and Duck's just causing carnage around town. Just had to work around him today.
We do have a special guest. Daisy can't make it, and we'll get to the reason why in a moment, because Duck in his meetings, we're never sure when he says he has a meeting. It's normally at the pub.
It's code for anything but, I think, but anyway.
But we've got a special guest filling in. Oh, it's a good fill-in too, Billy Brownless, the voice of Triple M. Hello, mate.
Hey, Duck. G'day, Joey. G'day, Damo. And filling in for Daisy. Well, that may be hard. Comes in, I've been with Swanee and we've had a few frothies and we're pissed again.
And Hita.
Gets with it. It was his birthday too during the week.
Yeah,
yes.
It was.
On Monday.
Yeah.
Saw that. Okay.
Just off the top, boys, big game tomorrow night.
Slow down, Bill. We don't get straight into the game.
We don't talk footy.
Brisbane taking on Geelong. Interested to know where it's played at.
I think it's going to be at the Gabba.
Right.
Yep.
So I just did some homework. Of course, do you know, Duck, who's kicked the most goals there as an individual at the Gabba?
I've got a pretty good idea, Bill. Because you're bringing it up, I have a fair idea that
just remind us, Bill, how many is it?
11 goals, four.
Yep.
And Besto from 50 metres goes up towards Brownless. Brownless, no key. This surely for number 11.
He's just got that on.
And can you just get out that other line too? When you roll up to the Gabba for a game and you see the record sellers and they say to you, "Do you want a record?"
Well,
what do you say?
The kids are selling the record, or in South Australia they're selling the budget. But they're selling the record, and the kid goes, "Do you want a record?" I go, "Mate, I've already got it." But I kicked 11-4. Joey, the most goals you've kicked at the Gabba is 2.
Yep.
Duck, the most goals you've kicked at the Gabba is 3.
Yeah.
And Damer,
I wrote a couple of good stories.
I actually kicked 5 in a quarter. So,
what is this?
I only played there once, Bill.
You were Carrara.
Didn't play many.
Anyway, that's the Gabba. Yeah.
Good one, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
You all dressed up, Duck. No, and we had to push back today.
Thank you.
That's why Daisy came.
Well, what happened is there's a little bit of a kerfuffle because a few meetings got cancelled and this got pushed back to today, Bill. But I went to the gym this morning, thought, okay.
It's a long story, Doug.
No, it's pretty quick. Yeah. Anyway, I thought, I'm all good. I packed the jacket and everything, and I forgot my pants, Bill. So I had to rush to Clarendon Street, just down the road here, and went to Paul's Discount Genery, which is just here. And by the way, just here. Went in there, Bill. I felt like Pretty Woman. I'm not joking.
It's an old bloke. He comes out.
To buy a pair of jeans.
Always chats to you, Bill.
And put them on. And then next thing he came, he had the shirt there. He's ironing the shirt. Yeah.
I know where you're playing.
Unbelievable. But thanks to the guys there. They gave me $5 off. which was great. And then went to one of our very good friends, a Chemist Warehouse, had to go and see Mario.
Well, for?
Well, I was talking to him about Everlast, Bill, which is a drink that
name dropper.
Mario was in good spirits. And I reckon he'll be back soon. He'll be back with Triple M soon. Good. Well, Chemist Warehouse, they've been a great sponsor of ours for a very long time. Very interesting morning, Bill.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit ruffled.
Well, you are. got your security guard.
So I got my security driver. And
haven't seen him for a while. Yeah, normally down in Geelong, but he's up here.
Hey, we're going to get into Damo's footy news because there's plenty of news, Bill. So we'll give you a rundown of how this show works, listen to it. Then we're going to do a Duck Dive Quick 5. We're all going to put Duck on the spot with some questions, and then we're going to have a look at the games this weekend. So we'll get to all of them shortly.
And Daisy normally brings something to the table each week off the top in the first segment, something very positive, and I believe you're doing it this week, Joey.
I'll fill in for the hero of the round.
Joey's hero of the round.
Now, I got 10 minutes notice for this one. But I did think about it during the week. The hero of the round I want to give to, and it's more of a projection to potentially what he could be this year, is Willy Rioli. I want to give the hero of the round because he's back at the West Coast Eagles. Don't do that, Damo.
Yes.
At Triple M, we like to forgive blokes that make mistakes. Negative we want to give them all second and third chances. And Willy Rioli has made his mistakes. We know his incident with the anti-doping, and I put that down to more ignorance and naivety. He's gone away. He's had some tough times, and
done
now he's
time.
Back at the West Coast Eagles. He's going to do an 8-week training block. Best place to beat a footy club when you've been through some tough times. And they are potentially setting him for an August 20 return leading up to the finals. Could he be the story of the finals? A bit like Marlon Pickett coming back and making X-factor. His debut. Could Willie Rioli be the X factor in the finals for the West Coast Eagles? We would all love to see that at Triple M because we love seeing guys get a second and third chance.
Quite simply, yes, he could be. Yep. If he does, if he commits to that training block that you just mentioned and head down, bum up, I reckon there's no doubt he could be an X factor for them. So important. Yep. So important.
A lot of work to do, and his condition does need to improve rapidly, dramatically, but they are planning for that to be the case, Joey, to give him 8 weeks. And look, if they can get him near match fit, I'm certain they'll pick him.
You're certain they'll pick him for
that? There's something that you don't know a lot about. It's called muscle memory. And it means if you've been super fit
prior... Yeah, there's also a lot of weight on him too, Doug, which I'm referring to.
No, this is what I'm talking about. Yep. If you've been super fit prior and then you put on weight, it's called muscle memory. It doesn't take you as long to lose it or get fit as it does someone that's never been there.
No, it doesn't. I'm telling you. Hey, I don't know what you're talking about, muscle memory, because that's not true.
Hey, Bill, I agree with you. It's not coming back as quick as I thought.
There's no thing in my head going, geez, you were fit. Let's go back to when you were fit. There's no...
No.
Well, Bill, you can't just think about it. You've actually got to do it.
Well, what's the memory for then?
You're right. That's the hard bit, actually doing the work. But hey, after this, we're going to get all the footy news. Still plenty happening, plenty of COVID news. And we're going to chat Geelong and the Pies.
This is the Midweek Rub.
Most teams that I've been in have all been pretty good.
Triple M rocks footy.
This is Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub. Of course, it's exclusive to the listener app with Billy Brownless, our special guest for today's show. But Damo, this is your segment, all the footy news. And can we start with the fixture chaos, please? What's the latest? And projecting to round 16, what do you know? What can you tell us?
Yeah, well, let's work backwards from that. It's round 16. We're a week away from that beginning. Don't yet know. We know the matchups, but not the times and how it looks. And that just goes to show what is going on by way of confusion. Round 15, as we speak, Joey, the games will be as they are matched up. There will be slight tinkerings even after we speak to time starts, Bill, on some of them. The Fremantle-Collingwood game, there's a need to get Freo in and out. So I think there'll be a time change there. So just again, check all the official records around that. Even it's changed to the start time of the Thursday night game. So home and away, Bill, can be played into Brisbane before that game starts against Geelong. But look, there's a capacity now crowd-wise of 25,000 at both Marvel and MCG for this week only. And
so
then,
why is it the same crowd for Marvel and the MCG when one fits 100,000 and one fits 60,000?
I've stopped trying to guess and analyse how the government comes to these decisions, Joey. But that's what they've set. And they've even got a phrase around it. It's 50% capacity, but it's capped at 25,000 crowd. Well, no, that's 25,000 when it refers to the MCG. But look, at least that's 25 more than we had last week, possibility-wise. So that's a positive. 85% provisions next week is the plan, Duck, for round 16. 85%.
Really?
That's the plan. Yeah. That will need everything to go right. Yeah. Marvel Stadium roof to be open, which was the case once the COVID hit, but that was different to what they wanted to do. Ideal world in 2021. So they're the headline
and
updates.
Hawthorn and the Giants.
And Hawthorn and the Giants coming back into that game being played at the MCG on Sunday. Yeah. And there's an unknown time frame now upon when the two Sydney teams who flew in at really short notice last night, when they get to return to Sydney. And as you were saying, Duck, it is just staggering that it's now Sydney that's being required to get people out of, and Melbourne has become the safe harbour from an AFL perspective.
I think you'll find the Giants. Well, the Giants are here for 2 weeks.
The only positive, if you can look at a positive this year, is it's been mixed around.
Yeah,
sides have had to even Brisbane early in the year had to isolate, be down here. So everyone's had to do something this year, whereas last year was pretty much all one way. So you can't say it's been uneven.
No, and that's the case. And it is quite a half miracle, semi-miracle, isn't it, that we've got to round 15 without it being too problematic. But it is problematic in this particular week. And it just goes to show that here we are, 8 days out from the start of round 16, because there is an intent to have a Thursday night game on that round as well, and for the rest of the year. We don't know. We're talking on a Wednesday afternoon now, and we don't know what round 16 looks like.
Hey, your ears pricked up listening to Chris Scott talk about in defence of Joel Selwood a couple of days ago.
Yep, it did, Joey. It was questionable what Joel Selwood did, but over the body of work he's produced since 2007, Bill.
Yes.
You can have a few slip-ups, can't you? I just wanted to raise it, and let's listen to it, because I want to contrast it with something that happened last week. So Chris Scott defending his great captain, Joel Selwood.
Joel's an icon of the game, and his reputation is important to him and it's important to us. So humans in general, but footy players, even good ones, captains, legends of the game, make mistakes, and they should put their hand up for that, which is what Joel did in particular with one of those incidents. But the second one, where you know he accidentally stood on someone, was a genuine mistake. And I think it's actually incumbent on people in the footy industry to treat Joel Selwood with a level of respect whereby when he says something, they believe him. You know, if people are saying with a straight face that that tarnishes his reputation, I think that reflects more on them than it does on him.
That's Cats coach Chris Scott. Yeah. Have your own views on Joel Selwood and what he did to Ballydale. But what I want to discuss here, I want to get your views as the ex-players, that is a coach going out of his way, over and above, to do what I think is the right thing, to defend to the hilt his player. Support. I contrast that with what St Kilda failed to do to two players who made decisions to put family ahead of football last week. It's okay to debate that internally, but once they make that decision, the public stance needed to be stronger than it was from St Kilda last week with Seb Ross and Tim Membry. Just want to get your guys' views on the contrast in those two scenarios.
More so about Joel Selwood and Chris Scott. I thought the way Chris spoke about Joel was spot on, and everything that he said I completely agree with. And I think anyone that's played footy, we've all made mistakes on the footy field and off it. But for Chris Scott and people to judge Joel Selwood, and you can look at, and then the one they're talking about is where he stepped back. He didn't deliberately, there was no force in that. He didn't deliberately try to step down or hurt anyone in that situation. And I agree, this is a guy that has just held himself at such a high level, both on and off the ground. And what he's, and the people that he's aiming that criticism at isn't the dingbats on social media, because let's be honest, you take that with a grain of salt. It's the ex-players that, by the way.
And media.
The ex-players in the media.
Yep.
Mainly the ex-players in the media. I think players and clubs even take sometimes it's a grain of salt if it's someone that is just in the media and not an ex-player. But the ex-players that have made mistakes themselves on the football field and off it to make judgment of Joel Selwood now, I think if you live in a glass house, don't throw glass bricks.
I think it's stones.
No, well, I say bricks, Bill, because bricks are bigger. And some of the people making comment have.
Who are you referring to there, Duck?
Well, you work it out, because they've been.
Well, David King is someone who. Are you referring to David King?
Well, if did Kingy make comments about Joel Selwood?
I believe he did.
Well, I'm referring to David King then.
Okay.
Because if he made comment about Joel Selwood, he should go back and have a look through some of his games.
He's allowed to make comments in isolation. But my point is more about his own coach supporting him. That's what I'm talking about.
100%. And that's what I'm saying. And so he
and
should.
I have a negative view of what Joel Selwood did in isolation on that weekend to his whole career.
By the way, can I ask, what did Kingy say?
I think he was one of the people who was critical.
What did he say?
I think he was critical of his.
Well, give me the criticism. Well, put it in perspective.
Duck, you're the one going down this path. I wanted to raise
but I'm asking you, but I'm asking
Duck, you've taken the conversation your way. You keep going.
I'm asking you what David King said about Joel Selwood, because I don't know. If he was one that commented on what
he should
on what
be
Joel
suspended.
Did.
I think the view is more that the action should be suspendable.
Yeah. Which I agree with, by the way.
He's been strong in any head contact for a long, long time.
There were a few. Yeah,
that's why I'm interested to know what he said.
It was more the head contact should be.
Anyway,
which he's been
the support from the coach.
But the support from the coach, I think any time a coach supports a player publicly, that you've got the player for life. And I mean, Chris Scott doesn't need anything from Joel Selwood, but I love that from a coach. I think it shows, you know, solidarity, and the players will always play from you. But, you know, I don't think it tarnishes Joel Selwood's legacy. I mean, Bill, you've watched Joel. He's always played on the edge. Let's be honest. He's always played on the edge.
And that's when he plays his
best. I've said publicly he's the most competitive player I've ever played
against. Give you another one. Toby Green. And they both play on the edge.
Exactly.
And they both do those little mistakes and they get themselves in trouble.
Occasionally.
But that's how you want them to play.
Absolutely.
Exactly like that.
And occasionally they cross the line. Yep. And you know what? You live and die by it, because – especially Joel Selwood, what he's done his career now, he's helped that club, you know. Exactly. Yeah.
I liked it as a supporter.
Well, what other ex-players made comments?
You're the one who raised this angle.
Well, no, it's just interesting, because the reason why I want to know is because I just want to see.
Said something about hating it.
Well, if it's Lloydie, well, how many mistakes did Lloydie make on the ground?
Not many.
Well, every ex-player that's in the media has made mistakes many? On field.
Not many on the ground or off the ground.
Yeah, well, okay, so Lloydy, there you go. So Lloydy gets it. Lloydy gets it. So Lloydy can say whatever he wants. Who else? So
we've all put everyone in. As you're saying, every ex-player in the media has made mistakes on the field.
So hence, Bill. Don't make comments or...
Well, you got to make comments.
You can make comments.
You're allowed to, assess what happened in an incident. What he did to Bailey Dale was pretty ordinary. That's okay. That doesn't mean anyone thinks any less of him for what he's done in 15 years.
I allow you to make it, Damo, because I haven't seen what you've done on the footy field.
Joke. All right, that's enough of that one. Up next, we're going to go into the Duck Dive Quick Five, and we're going to have a look ahead to this weekend's games.
He's on fire. Jeez.
This is the Midweek Rub.
You watch me today. This will be one of my best performances.
Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M footy's Midweek Rub, exclusive to the listener app. And Billy, this is Duck segment, the Duck Dive Quick Five.
On the Midweek Rub, it's time for Duck Dive.
I'm good from the waist down.
Quick Five. Even though he did take over Damo's segment, the one before.
Oh, I know.
That's all right. Well,
and he's got no pants on.
The idea of the news. The idea of the new segment is to, have a debate about it.
Righto. You haven't heard these questions. Just give me your honest thoughts. And, Bill, if you want to jump in with and add something, please feel free.
Don't worry.
Question
I've got
one.
A couple.
Straighten
question
up
one.
Today, two yeah. Duck.
Duck. Do the Blues and David Teague owe it to Mark Murphy to get him to 300 games?
Good question.
Thanks, Bill.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, they do.
Bill, do you agree?
They're not going to play
finals. The way they're going, exactly. They're not going that well, so yes now. But if they were going for finals, maybe not.
Yeah. Damo, what's your thought on that one?
I am now fully in the camp that he should get to 300, given the mess that they've become again and the fact that they went into the year wanting him to get there as a starting point. Yeah. So, yes.
Only five players in the history of Carlton Footy Club have got there. I mean, he's carried the mantle, the number one draft pick through it, pretty ordinary time in the club's history. I think he deserves it. Question two. There's been a bit of talk about Jake Stringer this week, but would you rather a player like Jake Stringer in your side or a bloke that runs around and gets 20, 25 touches every week, plays well but never going to be best on ground? Or a guy that can be best on ground every 5 or 6 weeks.
Jake Stringer.
Yeah.
He was absolutely brilliant last week. And by the way, for all those people critical, how much do you pay him?
Yeah.
Oh, he's worth a good quid. What I'll say about Jake Stringer and my understanding of the reason why he's not getting a long-term deal is because they want to keep him hungry, Bill.
Yes.
They want him to be hungry. They don't. If he gets a 4-year deal, then, maybe he can, fall into, I guess, that mode, we're comfortable mode, and maybe they don't want that, but I think he's matured. I honestly, other than when he's had some injuries, his last 3 years have been unbelievable.
I got one on the end of that.
Yep.
Who's their number one priority, Essendon? Is it Stringer or is it Parrish?
It's a good question. I don't think they can afford to lose either, obviously.
No, just one, Duck. You've been good all day.
Parrish is younger.
Righto.
I think it's Parrish now, Bill, on the back of what he's done this year.
Probably Parrish.
Righto.
Yeah, because they're building that nucleus of that midfield if they want to continue to spike up the ladder. Good question, Bill.
Yeah. I didn't think you meant to throw one in, but thanks.
Well, Joey said throw him in.
Hey, Duck, which club could spike the quickest next year? So these teams have all had really disappointing 2021s. Gold Coast, Collingwood, Carlton and St Kilda. Which team right now do you think could spike the most next year?
There's a lot of variables. It just all the teams that you just mentioned, Joey.
If they're fully fit and healthy next year.
No, because some could have new coaches. Will have new coaches.
Take that into consideration.
It's a silly question.
Is it a silly question?
Because I've got no facts to back it up, and I'll say something, and then someone will get a coach that I don't agree with, and you'll replay it. So,
of course we will.
It's just too many variables for all of those clubs you mentioned to make comment on that.
Okay.
What about
that? What we do on radio?
I didn't think that was the aim of the segment.
Who's Ross? You boys know and know him well. Ross Lyon, is he going to coach Collingwood or Carlton?
Well, if he gets offered either, he'll probably
go to Carlton.
Yeah, I reckon.
And
if he did get it, if he got offered both, I reckon he'd take Carlton.
So is he trying to recruit a bloke now that's playing somewhere else that he used to coach?
Oh, you're reading between the lines. He's pushing Chera to go to Carlton.
And then...
Oh, come on,
he
Bill.
He walks up there and goes, oh, we got Adam Chera. Wow, how good is that?
Not bad by you. You must have heard. Did you put that together?
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that one. Good one. Yeah. Hey, next one, Duck, and please try and answer this one. Yeah, it is again.
Well, it's the last one.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. All right, this one. So right now, where they're both at with their careers, right? Josh Kennedy and Buddy Franklin. Who is going to have a bigger impact in these last 9 weeks and final series?
Ooh.
Out of Buddy Franklin and Josh. Kennedy was brilliant against Richmond.
Well, that's easy for me. I think Josh Kennedy.
Yep.
Really?
Because I don't think Sydney will be at the pointy end of it, and I think West Coast could be and will be.
Yeah, I'm with him. Will Buddy get his 1,000th this year?
No.
No. Yeah.
He's on dead set average to do so with the games he's played this year and in his career
if he misses one,
it becomes problematic. Yeah.
Watch out for Buddy's last 9 weeks of the year. I think he could propel them into the finals.
So you think Sydney will play finals?
Sydney will play finals and he will kick his 1,000th goal.
I'm with Joey for what it's worth.
By the way, I hope you're right.
Yeah. Okay. And last one then, Duck, and I just threw this one in because we haven't got it off you from a while, and I know there's some variables and all these sorts of things.
On the list.
Who is your premiership tip right now? And we don't have to hold you to it right now. If you're saying...
You know what? Unlike you blokes that jump on and off and on and off, and you're like yo-yos, you're up and down, you're up and down.
Come on, Barnaby.
I'll stick...
You remind me of Barnaby Joyce.
I'll stick...
You too. There's a lot of Barnaby in you.
You're a Dell, Bill.
I
will stick with who I picked at the start of the year. I still think West Coast will be hard to beat. They're getting soldiers back. Look out, West Coast, in the back half of the year.
Wow. Very big. Good segment. Well done, Ducks.
Robert Harvey, how will he go?
Well, I hope he goes really well because he's a ripper. And you know him as well, Joey. But it's a terrible start. He's got Darcy Moore gets rubbed out for basically the rest of the year. And then De Goey's obviously going to miss this week. In his first week, I mean, it's not a great start for him.
And as we speak, still some unknown about Taylor Adams' return too. So probably their best three players in some arguments.
Well, they beat Freo at Marvel.
Well, Bill, we're going to get into that next because after this, I need a certainty from you. So have a think about it. We're going to have a look to this week's games.
Look at Bill.
Jeez.
This is the Midweek Rub.
Don't worry about me running out of material either.
Triple M Rocks Footy.
This has been Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub, exclusive to the listener app. And before we have a look at this weekend's games, Bill, we always like to go back and take a listen to our certainties from last week. The three of us, we got them right, Damo. You went with the Cats to beat the Dogs. And that was gutsy for you.
In a breeze, yeah.
Yeah, that was a big one. Duck, you went with the Giants. Very good. You knew that Carlton was struggling. I took the Brisbane Lions, but Daisy, he didn't want to show his face because of this.
I will tip the Blues against the Giants this week.
He went against
yep.
you.
No,
he'll you be should never do that. That.
He'll no, be regretting thanks. He did that, Daisy.
That's why he's not on today.
No, that's right. So let's take a look at this weekend's games. Bill, we'll give you the new ball, mate. You can kick it off. Which game would you like to look at and take as your certainty?
Port Adelaide to beat Sydney in Adelaide.
Really?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, I think this is a danger game for Port. I think the Swans will take it right up to them. The power are only just going. And without Robbie Gray, I think he's a huge...
You asked me the question.
Yeah, no, and then we just chat about it.
We just
do a bit of a chat.
Well, with you, Bill. I'm tipping power in it. But
yeah. Is he allowed to copy?
Yeah, no, that's what we're allowed. No, that's not certainty. We're just now chatting about
the
game.
That's your certainty.
Your certainty is the power. All right. I think the Swans, Damo, do you think the power will win?
Yeah, no, I'm going to go with you on the Swans on that one.
Very good. Damo, which game would you like to look at?
Let's have a look at the Eagles and Dogs game. We try and sort of choose a game that's not obvious, and I'm going to go with the Ducks, now premiership favoured team, the Eagles, on that one.
So you've gone against the Dogs two weeks in a row, which is certainly. Are you concerned about the Dogs?
I like the Dogs.
Or is it just a Bevo thing?
No, we've patched that up.
I like what they've
done against Carlton two weeks ago, then against Richmond. They've got soldiers back. They'll get a few more back this week, and I think they've finally got their season on track, and I can't see why they would...
I like the Dogs.
Do you?
Yeah, they've been over there for a week. Yep. Acclimatised, so they're ready to go.
I agree with you, Dame. I was going to have them as my certainties, but I'm going to change.
Okay, but the Eagles are getting some players back, Duck, we believe, will be strong. Yep. Okay, I think the Eagles will win that one too, though.
So I'll take the ball now, and I'm going to go the Demons over the Bombers, and the Bombers obviously are not bad form, but I think the Demons will bounce back.
Have they had a little look at themselves over the little break?
I think they would have, Bill, so I'm tipping that they'll be hungry.
Are you convinced on the movement of the Bombers this year, Joey? Four wins out of the past five?
Yeah, I am.
It seems real.
Yeah, I think it's real. Yeah, absolutely. This year might just run out of time. It's the kids, but also their senior core are playing well, and Ben Rutney's doing a wonderful job. I'm sneaking under the radar how good a job he's doing with that team. But they'll definitely play finals next year.
Tipping the Demons?
Demons will win this one. Yeah, Demons will win this one. So that's why the Bombers will run out of time to play finals this year, but they will certainly play finals next year.
And what's your certainty?
I'm going to go to the Kangaroos to beat the Gold Coast Suns. Ooh. I'm liking the way the Roos are playing.
In Hobart.
They've got good form down there. They've been building nicely. They're playing some better footy. They've tightened up their defensive side of their game. Their offense is getting better. They're using Zerha much more. He's kicked 14 goals in 7 games after not getting near it in the first 5 weeks of the year. Larky played his best game because of that. And I think their midfielders are building nicely. I think without Waller and David Swallow, I think Gold Coast are in all sorts. The Kangas win.
Had a fair opponent too, Larky, and played very well. Mm. I'm going with you, actually. Sorry to the Kangaroo supporters or North Melbourne, because normally when I tip them, Bill, they don't win. I'm tipping the Kangaroos as well.
Very good. And the last one, just the Lions-Cats game. I know Bill touched on it off the top. Who are you tipping that? I'm thinking Brisbane, but I'm not overly confident at all. So toss of the coin.
I've tipped the Lions. And the reason for that is purely because of all of the – and it's a fairly short week for them again. And I just think the Cats have been through a fair bit in terms of what they've had to deal with. Maybe that might just have been a bit of a build-up for
them.
Here's
a question for you. Can you have big game syndrome?
Big game syndrome?
Well, they played Port Adelaide two weeks ago over there and slept under tables and all that. Then they've come back and they've played Bulldogs. The Dogs down there. Then they've got this game in Brisbane.
Oh, if anything, it holds you in good stead, I think.
You reckon?
Yeah, the bigger the game. Each week, you have big games each week. I think it's great. Keeps you sharp. Mm. It's those games, and we often say it, don't we? We talk about it all the time, where you play a team that you think you should win, and then you go in just mentally not on. Mm. They'll know they're going to play one of the premiership fancies.
Lions are still without Leicester and Gardner down back, and that's going to be a big problem for them against the Cats.
A bit going on last time between the two Chris's, Scott and Fagan.
At quarter time.
That's a very good point you make.
Mm. And that was the round two game. The Lions were unlucky not to win, Bill. I know you said it was a rub of the green type of free kick. But look, the previous time they played them was at the same venue as it is tomorrow night, and the Cats were 40-point winners in a prelim final, and that's the way I think it'll go tomorrow too. Not necessarily that margin, but a Cats win.
Big weekend of footy coming up, and of course you can listen to every game on Triple M across the weekend, starting with tomorrow night's huge game between the Brisbane Lions and the Cats. BT and Darce will be calling that one. Daisy and Noel doing specials. Ash Chua doing all the stats, and looking forward to another big weekend. Thanks for filling in for us, Bill.
Nice to see you, Joey. You're Damien and Ducky Boy, put some pants on.
You're pretty good.
Shut up! The footy's on Triple M. Triple M rocks footy.